Recent data from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation shows large disparities in health statistics throughout Michigan. Bridge Magazine, the online news service of the Center for Michigan, scrutinized those numbers. One story called Michigan's STD Belt, It's Not What You Think, found a higher rate of sexually transmitted diseases in some counties. Kalamazoo County had the fifth highest rate in the state. But Bridge senior writer Ron French says the numbers can be deceiving.
What we seem to feel when we looked at the data a little more and talked to some experts is it certainly means there's not a difference in sexual activity between the states. Nothing's different going on in bedrooms in Kalamazoo than there are in Houghton or Marquette. What I think is going on more likely is that there's a difference in reporting between counties, and that raises its own issues.
Yeah, could that be a problem, that there's not necessarily a good way of getting at these numbers, and perhaps that there's a big difference in discovering and testing and those sort of things?
Absolutely, Gordon. We found this strip of counties that run across the state, actually following I-94, oddly enough, going all the way from Wayne County through Kalamazoo to Van Buren, and that have among the highest STD rates in the state. And we thought, well, gosh, what's going on here? Well, when you look at it closer and check around, you find that among the counties that have the highest STD rates, 11 of the top 12 also have a Planned Parenthood office. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that the Planned Parenthood offices do a very good job of, when women come in, they do tests for everything imaginable. And so people get tested for STDs.
French says the lowest rates of sexually transmitted diseases are in rural counties where there are no Planned Parenthood offices.
Many of them don't even have an operating OBGYN. One-fourth of the counties in the state, Gordon, do not have an OBGYN. So does this mean there are higher rates, actually, of infection in some of the counties, such as Kalamazoo, or does it just mean that women are having more access to being tested?
So could it be argued that actually a higher rate of STDs, knowing what we know right now, is actually something that you can view positively about your county, that it indicates that there are healthcare services and testing available?
I think there's a lot to be said for that. When you see a rate like you see in a Kalamazoo, what that is probably indicating is that more women are availing themselves of testing. And once they are tested, they're getting cured. We really don't know what the actual rates of STDs are in some counties of Michigan because the testing is so infrequent.
Now, you have another story which says living on the right side of the county line means more life and better health. Specifically, this is examining Washtenaw and Wayne counties, which are right next to each other, and Washtenaw ranks the best, according to the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation for health factors. Wayne County ranks the worst. There are some other places in the state, though, where this also applies. Kalamazoo County is at 16th, while Calhoun County to the east is at 74th, and Van Buren is at 58th. And there's other pockets like that you can find around the state. But I suppose the very interesting question is, how do people living so close to each other, just across the county line, how do they have such different likelihoods for what they're probably going to experience for health over their lifetimes?
It's a very fascinating question, and one which I think has some policy implications. We looked at Wayne and Washtenaw for an example. The life expectancy of men in Wayne County is 6 years shorter than men in Washtenaw County. 6 years. Washtenaw County men live the same length of time on average as men in Switzerland. Wayne County men live the same amount of time as men in Syria. And both counties have excellent hospitals and every kind of specialist you can imagine. So what can make the difference? When you talk to experts, it has little to do with health care, but it does have to do with health. What it has to do with is things like education and economics. What you'll find in counties such as Wayne County, and I think probably you'll find the same sort of pattern if you were to look at Calhoun and Van Buren right next to Kalamazoo, those counties will probably have a lower median family income, probably lower average education. Those factors actually have a lot more correlation to health outcomes than how good your hospital is.
So if you're going to translate into policy implications, what are some of the things that that might lead policymakers to debate and discuss?
If you had a choice as a policymaker between putting more money into hiring more doctors and putting more money into education, put it into education. Because in the long term, the more education you have, the better job you'll have, more money you'll make, the better chance you'll be insured that you have health insurance, the better chances you'll live a healthy life. Certainly there are areas of state that are underserved by medical personnel, but in the long term, the solution to this starts with more education.
Ron French is senior writer for Bridge Magazine. You can find links to their stories and hear a longer version of our interview at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.